what was left of the army. Undoubtedly, it would suffer severe exaggeration and would evolve into some prurient epic before it reached our most remote outpost. The slope that had been the home of the headquarters group had turned into 30 acres of pockmarks. Hardly a dugout had survived. Prisoners were digging in a dozen different places. I spotted one familiar face, then another, directing rescue teams. So, she didn't stay mad at them.
What?
Tide asked. Nothing, just thinking out loud. Speak of the devil. There she came out of the old man's bunker, which had survived unscathed. Croker was right behind her. Neither looked rested. But they sure looked pleased with themselves. I grumbled inarticulately, deep in my throat. My wife was half a world away. Croker ambled over.
Time for your annual bath, Murrigan.
If I just stand here in the rain long enough. Lady stared a hole through me. She wanted to interrogate me, but not now, not here, not in front of so many people who didn't need to hear my answers because half of them didn't themselves know where their loyalties lay. I asked, how bad did we get hurt last night? Croker shuddered. Maybe some cold rainwater got inside his collar.
I don't know yet. Lady has almost 2,000 people she still can't account for.
They keep turning up, though, she said, joining us. I imagine we'll find most of them, eventually. Probably dead. I said, Otto and Hagop say we lost a big chunk of the old division. Croker nodded. They brought a list.
It's way longer than I hoped.
We still don't have anything useful from the other divisions. The new division is still disorganized, and the princes fell apart completely. Did you have something you wanted to say in private? You have that look. Yes. Smoke rose from the crude chimney of Croker's shelter. Warm sounded good. I would make up something to tell him if I had to. I joined him in the warmth with no remorse and little sympathy for the guys I'd left out in the rain. Lady followed us inside. She wore a smug but hungry look. Lady had one of Croker's rough maps spread before the fire.
Can you pinpoint where he went down?
She meant the howler.
Maybe we can still catch him if he was hurt bad.
What's that? The old man asked when I mumbled.
Ah, I said, you never stop tempting trouble, do you?
Lady did not turn me into a toad, nor even one of Otto's ugly little mole rats. She was in a good mood this morning, as opposed to last night. Smoke groaned. He startled me, though it was his second groan since I'd come into Croker's shelter. I glanced that way. The curtain was open. Long Shadow and Narayan Singh had been stacked in the alcove with the stricken wizard. I couldn't imagine Lady and the old man fooling around with that crew piled up only a few feet away, but it was obvious that they'd taken complete advantage of their opportunity. I was mildly surprised Lady would turn her prisoners over, even to her old man. Long Shadow represented a great opportunity to gain power, and Singh, Lady owed Singh a lot, but so did the captain. Maybe they would make a family project out of Narayan. She asked fewer questions than I expected, mainly about Smoke's limitations. I didn't mention that I was developing an ability to travel without the comatose wizard. She didn't ask. Croker, though, noted that I knew about Howler, even though I'd been in my own bunker during the Taken's run of bad luck.
I'll send Blade, she decided. He's level-headed.